makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma, in your last letter, you asked I should write to you more about the America. Well, if there's one way I'm going to surely describe him, it's to say he's always in a hurry. Even if he's got nothing to do, he's the one to do it before everybody else. And this is a make him act a very strange. Yesterday, man is a run over to me in the street and he's a yell, "You got the time?" Before I got to my watch out of my pocket, he's a bought a paper, dropped his change, he jumped on a bus and a holler, "Thanks." Thanks for what? Funny thing, it's a make me act just as a crazy. He's holler, "Thanks," and I'm a holler, "You welcome." There's nowhere in the world I'm going to see such a rush. In the morning is a race to the subway, then a race to work, a race to lunch, a race back at the work, a race to the subway, a race to home. And on a Saturday, when everybody should be nice and arrested, is a big race to the doctor. Mamma mia, you ever see a horse race? Well, in Chicago, is a people's race. Only sometimes when I'm watching the people, I'm thinking the horse knows more of what they're doing. Also, you ask me if the people, they're friendly here. How many friends am I got? Well, mamma mia, Chicago is not like our little town in Italy, Castellammare, where everybody else is call me by his first name. In Castellammare, everybody's call me Luigi. Over here, I'm just a plain, "Hey, you." I think the reason I'm right to you so much like this, mamma mia, Is it because today I'm feel very lonely and I'm a miss you. But maybe I'm thinking too much about it. So I better go off to my night school of class. There, with all of the questions and the answers are flying around, I'm going to forget to my trouble.
Well, class, can anybody answer the question? Who said, "Give me liberty or give me death," Mr. Horowitz?
No, it wasn't Horowitz.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Well, Mr. Horowitz, who said, "Give me liberty or give me death"?
And I studied my lesson so hard last night. I even kept my little boy Seymour. He should help me. Was it Thomas Jefferson?
No.
Alexander Hamilton?
Mm-mm.
Samuel Adams? Paul Revere? George
Horowitz, please leave somebody to start the revolution.
Thank you, fellow boobers. You can have liberty or death. Just give me a smile.
All right, Mr. Schultz, that'll be enough out of you. Mr. Basco, you may answer the question.
Miss Bulling, please excuse me. You mind to repeat it? I was no listener before.
Oh, Mr. Basco, evidently your mind isn't on your work today.
Yes.
Miss Bulling, I have been quietly sitting back and noticing the lack of attention my colleagues pay to their studies. Fortunately, I remain as a shining example that your efforts are bearing fruit. And I will be real glad to answer the question.
Well, listen to him, the mental giant with the pygmy personality.
Mr. Schultz, class, I'm really very disappointed in you today. I don't... Mr. Basco, you're still not paying any attention.
Excuse me, Miss Bulling. I'm trying very hard tonight, but...
Luigi, is something wrong? You look a little pale.
Maybe you're not eating right, Luigi. You know what they say? We are what we eat.
Himmel, what must I look like? I had a hamburger for lunch.
Don't you feel well, Mr. Basco? I'm sorry I didn't notice.
No. Thank you, Class. But is it not the food that bothers me?
Is it well, I'm ashamed to say, but I'm starting to feel a little lonesome.
Louis, that's almost 2 years since you saw your mama.
Hmm? Yeah.
You're bad, young Penny. I know your sour teeth, Luigi. When air first came over, before I had enough money to send for my family, sometimes air too felt lonesome.
You know, there must be many ways of meeting people, Mr. Basco. Why don't you join some social group or dancing club?
That's a good idea. After all, you know, the toughest thing is to be a bachelor.
I remember how it feels to go home alone every night and sit and look at four walls.
That's different if you're married.
Sure, now I got 3 rooms and I come home. My wife runs out to play canasta and I sit and look at the 12 walls. Smile, Luigi, you are not so bad off.
No, maybe I'm not.
We are a big help. Luigi, I would gladly ask you to come home with me. But it so happens that tonight I got to run right to my meeting. You know, the Odessa Young Men's Benevolent Society. I'm the president and...
No. Thank you. Thank you, Horowitz. But I'm no baby. I'm...
Luigi, you know I go to work after class. If you want to help me deliver the news.
Well, it's very nice of you, Austin. No, I think I go home to sleep.
Ah, Luigi, you know I would say come and sleep with me and my happy little family. But the door up is my apartment is being painted.
Oh.
You see, there's 10 in the family, and we got it exactly 10 paintbrushes. There must be something you can do.
Mr. Basco, what about Rosa?
Miss Spalding, he may be alone, but he don't want to be with a crowd.
Not tonight, I'm even willing to go out with the Rosa.
Well, that can easily be arranged, Luigi.
You'll stop again to him, Super Spalding. Yeah, like just letting him see you. Yeah, that's it, Luigi Rosa. Your troubles are over. Smile. Sure, we all get it a little moody sometimes, but like we say in the delicatessen business, don't worry. The things that look darkest today, tomorrow we cover up with a little mayonnaise.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale. I'm just got a back of
some night. Don't talk so much. I'm trying to think.
Huh? Hey, what are you doing with the spaghetti palace? Moving things around like
please,
you...
Please, shut up.
All right.
Now, let me see. I think I'm going to change your bread fix. These look too nibbled on.
Pasquale, I...
And this little table, I'm going to put in there the cash register. In case anybody tries to sneak out or without a pay, and I got to be trapped.
That's very funny.
I got it. I know. I'm going to take off for the old wallpaper and hang up a lot of pictures about the desert. That's going to make the customers the thirsty. They're going to order more wine.
That's a good idea, Pasquale. Also, you could...
Please, the place I'm a consecrating.
All right.
Now, I'm going to take the electric bulbs away from the tables, and I'm going to put the candles. That's to give the place a fine atmosphere to cut down my electric bill.
Hey, Pasquale, I'm a good idea for you.
Nobody's asking of you. Now, should I get a new chair? I put a slip covers on the old slip covers. My ashtray is almost all stolen. Better make a trip into some hotel lobbies and get it some more. Maybe I'm going to print up a book of matches. Yeah. Eat at the Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace at 23 North, the Holstead Street, are specially low prices. Special family rates if you all come together.
Yeah, that sounds good, Pasquale.
Luigi, will you go home, please? Can't you see tonight I'm busy?
Well, Pasquale, maybe I can stay here and help you a little bit tonight. Huh? Look, here, I'm going to move this table over for you.
Luigi, if you don't go home now, I'm going to count till it's 10 and kill you by 7.
Pasquale, I'm sorry. I go now. Was it just that I was feeling lonesome and I was just to feel like I want to talk.
Talk? There's only one subject I'm interested to talk about.
I'm willing to talk about that subject.
It ain't a politics or money or moon pitches.
Russia?
Hoo-hoo, how you hit that jackpot.
All right, the best buddy. Come on, I'll let you talk.
You sure you want to talk about a Rosa?
Sure, I'm sure.
Which, let me feel your head. You must be sick.
No, I'm a nurse.
Ah, you're just a teasing of me. I suppose you're going to tell me how fat she is.
No, I'm a bit of thinking. Fat or skinny is all the same. Is it the personality? That's what it counts to with a girl.
You look like a Luigi. You act like a Luigi. You sound like a Luigi. Would you put them all together tonight as to come out Xavier Cougar?
Daddy, well, what's the difference, Pasquale? I'm feeling a very lonesome, and I'm thinking maybe tonight I could take a Rosa for a walk in a park. Or something.
Oh, that's wonderful, Luigi. Look, Rosa's in the kitchen. Why don't you go in yourself and ask her?
All right, sir. I'm going to do that tonight. Rosa?
Oh! I thought you were a mouse.
I scare you?
No. I like mice.
Is it nice tonight or tonight, Rosa?
I don't know. Should I go outside and look?
No, stay. Rosa, how you would like if we should go for a walk in the park? Huh? Just a minute.
I'd love to, Luigi.
Good.
But not tonight. The butcher's son, Harold, is taking me to a midnight show.
Oh.
I gotta go, Luigi. You know, business. Harold's father gives Papa the best cuts of me.
Yeah, that's it. Well, all right. Just thank you, Rosa.
Well, how you make out, a little banana nose?
No good. Rosa, she's got a date for tonight.
Oh, yes, Harold. Well, Luigi, that's the business.
Yeah, I know. Best to cut to the meat.
Well, don't get so sarcastic. After all, it's only tit for tat. You turn me down so many times.
All right, the first part.
So what, Luigi? There's plenty of fish in the lake. You want another girl?
Yeah, how?
Go jump in the lake. Good night, Luigi. Be happy.
Good night, the first part. I'm happy. Ha ha.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an ideal treat for your whole family to enjoy. You can give it to youngsters between meals without worrying about spoiling their appetite. And you can enjoy it often every day yourself, because it's never rich or heavy. Remember, too, chewing Wrigley's Spearmint is good for your teeth and aids digestion. So for a long-lasting taste treat and a healthful chewing treat all combined into one, get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum next time you go shopping. Wrigley's Spearmint. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
That's the night, Mamma Mia. I'm going to try to go to sleep early. But I couldn't sleep. Was a big emptiness inside of me. Like when you're hungry. Only the emptiness was not in the stomach. Was upstairs a little bit. I was so anxious to hear a friendly voice. I'm going to get on the telephone. And I'm going to call up for the right time. Beautiful voice, as you say. It's now 12:30. It's now 12:30 and a 10 a second. It's now 12:30 and a 20 seconds. Then I'm a stop to talk to her. But she's a keeper right on the talk and her listens to me. This is making me very lonesome, so I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to get out of bed, dress myself, and I'm going to start to walk in the fresh air. That's a little better. 100 of people. 100 of strangers. That's to make one Apache.
Hey, get your paper, here. Troops shut off.
Mamma mia, I know how they feel. Maybe I'm going to talk to the newsman. He's all by himself. Hey, mister.
Paper bud?
Yeah. Is a lot of troops to shut off?
It's all in the paper, mister. How about it?
How about the what?
Come on, Jack. I got no time to stand around and talk. Time costs money.
Oh, yeah, I'm understanding. Here, give me a paper.
Hey, you give me only a nickel. I get 2 more cents.
Well, mommy, and now is a sales tax on a newspaper. All right, here. You think maybe the...
Hey, get your paper here.
Time will cost some money.
Got a light, Mac?
No, but that's if you go with me, I take you to my antique shop. I'm going to get lots of matches. I'm going to... Huh? She's a keeper right on the move. Maybe I'm going to try somebody else. Hey, bud.
Huh?
You got a light?
Sure. Well?
Well, what?
What do you want to do with it? Start a fire?
Oh, no, I'm going to want to start a fire.
Well, where's your cigarette?
Oh, I'm going to smoke.
Well, what do you want a light for?
Well, I'm just the one to talk.
Oh, I get it. And you want a light so you can't see who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Huh? Mamma mia, this is the guy who's no like me. Well, I'm gonna find somebody to talk to. Oh, there's somebody. There's a look-alike that he's in trouble. Hey, mister, you have an accident?
Accident? What accident?
Why you laying under the lamp post?
It's a free country. I can lay anywhere I want.
Yeah, sure. Sure, that's right. I'm agree with you. He's a great, the big, wonderful country.
Oh,
that's...
go right a song. Hey, help me up with that.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to help you. Up, sure. Yeah. Now you can walk.
Yeah, so long.
Then, huh?
I'll try it again. How can I get through the 3 lampposts? We pay taxes. Hmm? And how does the city spend the money? 3 lampposts in 1 spot. Hmm? I'm going to get even. I'm going to get married and have 50 kids. Let the government pay me taxes.
Yeah, well, I'm agree with you, except about the taxes.
Yeah, all right. Cut it, Buzz, huh? Let's get a little drink, huh?
Drink?
Yeah.
You want a drink?
Yeah.
For sure.
I need
sure. It. Hey, look, we got a drink right over there.
Yeah? Where?
There.
Where?
It's a water fountain.
A water fountain? Oh, no, sure.
Mamma mia. I'm a dinner thinker he could run so fast. This is so quiet in the night time. Even the streets, they look the same.
Hey, why don't you watch where you're going?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Here, come on. Come on, and let me help you across.
Thank you, friend. May you never know what it is to be lonely.
I know how it seems to be,
When I first came over...
I would gladly ask you, Luigi, but tonight...
The painting, the apartment...
Join a social group, a dancing club?
It's business. Fine cuts to me.
Go jump in the lake.
Time costs money.
Get out of here.
20 beautiful girls, 20 the loveliest little dancing partners in Chicago, and it's only 10 cents a dance.
Huh?
That's right, 20 beautiful girls waiting to dance with you.
With me?
That's right.
Mamma mia, how they know I'm lonely?
They can see you coming.
Oh.
I'll go right in there and your troubles are over.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Hey, you're real a friend.
Hey, wait a minute, neighbor. It's 10 cents a day.
Hey, what the? Here. No, but I'm only got the $1 bill.
Okay, here's 10 tickets. Just hand the girl a ticket for the dance. Right in there, son.
Hey, Dad, how about
dancing? Mamma mia. 1 minute ago, nobody has talked to me. All of a sudden, I'm a popular.
Hey, movie.
Huh?
How about a dance? The music's just...
All right. Okay, here's my ticket.
Good. I'll hold them all. That's one dance.
That's the dance?
Uh-huh.
Must have been some music I'm going to hear.
Here we go again. Come on, hold. Say, honey.
Huh?
You dance beautiful.
How you gonna tell?
Say, in the next one, let's do a two-step,
huh? You must have been joking. There's only enough of music for one step. Please, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a back of my ticket.
What's the matter? Don't you want to dance no more?
No. Two dances is enough for three is making me dizzy.
Well, maybe we can sit down and talk.
Talk? You said a talker? Sure, I'm going to like it to talk.
Fine. Then I'll hold the ticket. It's $1 a half hour.
To talk?
Yeah.
How much does it cost if we just to sit together and keep it quiet?
Hey, what are you, a wise guy? Dance, mister?
Mamma mia. I'm wondering if she's a carrier meter $1.5 an hour. Is it like I'm just been introduced to a taxi?
Hello.
Hello, and here's the ticket.
You don't have to give me a ticket.
I don't? Huh?
You never been here before, have you?
You're going to tell her by the way I'm a dance, huh?
No, come on, let's sit down.
Oh, thank you. Here.
No, I don't want your ticket. We close soon, and you can get your money back then.
Okay. You know something? I don't care if you do take them.
The whole night through.
Excuse me, Anne. I think your watch is as slow as it's 3:30.
That's the way the song goes. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Three o'clock in the morning.
We danced the whole night through. That's good. Keep it up.
3 o'clock
in the morning.
That's nice.
Hey,
I like
you
it.
You know, we sound great together.
Yeah, I didn't know I'm a good singer so good.
You know, it's my favorite song. I sing it every night when I go home.
Very nice. Mm. 3 o'clock. That's the late, huh?
Oh, how late. And how lonely.
You lonely, too?
Who is it?
Huh?
How'd you like to be a policeman at 3 in the morning? The milkman going to sleep when everybody's getting up. And you ever hear those disc jockeys? Hello, Mabel. Hiya, Jack. This number's for you. Boy, they must be the loneliest people in the world.
Yes, so many people. They all are lonely.
Chicago's a lonely town. It's
3 o'clock in the morning. We danced the whole night.
Schultz, it's 4 in the morning to call the police station again.
Pasquale, I already called them a dozen times. They don't want the FBI in on this, you know.
They should have convoyed by now.
Pasquale, did you do anything to Luigi or say anything to chase him away?
No, I just told him to go jump in the lake.
That's all.
How was I know he was going to do it? Oh, I was awful mean to him. I chased him out of the store, and he wanted a help.
I should have invited him to come home with me.
Poor Luigi. He was feeling bad in school today. We all knew it, and we didn't do nothing about it.
Oh, I got a feeling he's a deader now. What I wouldn't have given was to see that little cabbage push with those 2 watermelon seeds in her eyes. I would have given...
Luigi,
my son. I'm so happy to see you alive.
Yeah, but stop it. Why are you kissing me?
Luigi, we was going crazy trying to find you. 16 times I called up at the hospital, and every time they told me you wasn't carried in on a stretcher, I was heartbroken.
Luigi, where did you disappear to?
I just went for a walk.
Till 4 o'clock in the morning?
Where did you walk? To Milwaukee?
Oh, Luigi, you disappointed me. I thought for sure you was a dead.
Oh, no, I wasn't a dead. I've been walking around the city, talking with a newspaper man, a fella on the lamppost, and I'm a dancer with a beautiful girl. Then I'm a took her home.
Luigi, here's a dollar.
Dollar what the for?
Next time you take the tour, I'm going with you.
What's so funny? Luigi, you should be ashamed of yourself. While I'm sitting here going crazy, you running all over town enjoying your loneliness.
But, Squally, I'm sorry.
Sorry? You know Rosa had a date. You knew I was going to be alone. So why you left me all by myself when you know how much I hate my own company?
That's the trick, Pasquale. To learn how to be alone. Chicago. That's a wonderful, lonely town. Good night.
I'm going to. Good night, Luigi.
Your good night, and see you all tomorrow.
Well, back to bed for me. Good night.
Kimmel, what happened? We called the police, the hospital. He's sorry he didn't jump in the lake. I'm out of bed. Luigi's talking in circles. One thing I'm sure of, Chicago is a verschimmel town.
So, Mamma Mia, my letter to you is finished. It's a lovely night now. And I'm going to think I'm going to take a walk. No, it's not that I'm lonely. It's just that I was in a 4 houses tonight. Pasquale, Schultz, Horowitz, and Olsen. And I'm going to have a dinner in each, and if I don't take a walk, I'm going to bust. You're loving a son, Luigi Basco, a little immigrant.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint is just about the perfect taste treat to enjoy between your meals. During the morning or afternoon, when you get a little hankering for something tasty, slip a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum into your mouth. Chew on it and get the full enjoyment of that refreshing, delicious, real mint flavor. You'll enjoy the chewing itself, too. That little stick of gum will satisfy you without spoiling your appetite for lunch or supper. Try it, won't you? Keep some Wrigley's Spearmint Gum handy to enjoy between your meals. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is produced and directed by Cy Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music directed by Lud Russell. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.